It's good to be with you again today, and if you've been with us, then you know we are talking about the holiness of God. God is holy. And last time we looked at Isaiah's vision of the heavenly temple, and we see seraphim, angelic creatures created by God to serve him, and they sing back and forth to one another. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. That is in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3. Jump on the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com, and download the God Is podcast if you missed our discussion on this verse. As our friend R.C. Sproul said in The Holiness of God, quote, only once is a characteristic of God mentioned three times in succession. The Bible says that God is holy, 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 not that he is merely holy, or even holy, holy. He is holy, holy, holy. The Bible never says that God is love, 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 or mercy, 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 or wrath, 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 or justice, justice, justice. It does say that he is holy, 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 that the whole earth is full of his glory, unquote. Now, I told you there are two men in the Bible who had visions of heaven. There are more than two, actually. But as we discuss God's holiness, I am focusing on these two, Isaiah and John. And today I want to tell you about what John saw. So if you have your Bible handy, turn to the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. The Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. That's the final book of the Bible, so it's easy to find. And I'll begin reading in a moment. But first, let me remind you who this John is. It's the Apostle John. He followed Jesus Christ in person as one of Christ's first disciples, and then he wrote the Gospel according to John. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John, followed by three epistles or letters near the end of the New Testament. They're simply titled 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And then, exiled to the island of Patmos by the Roman Emperor Domitian, the Apostle John is commissioned by Christ to write the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice this is not the revelations, plural. It is the revelation, singular. And also notice that it is the revelation of one, Jesus Christ. All right, let me begin our reading in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. This is Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. So we are joining John mid-vision. After these things means what has already taken place in the previous chapters. Now, what John sees is tremendous in depth and volume. But I want to take us down to verse 8 today. So now I am reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4 and verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Whoa, this is really something, isn't it? Here John sees four living creatures. What are these? Well, remember what I told you last time about the seraphim that Isaiah saw and heard. I said those were an order of angelic creatures. They are creatures who God has created. In that sense, they're like us. God has made them to serve him. Same here with the four living creatures. They exist to serve God. And like the seraphim, each one of them have six wings. And they have eyes around and within. This means they have both knowledge and perception. And that's important because notice what they see. They witness the holiness of God. And then, like the seraphim, they speak. Isaiah listened and heard the seraphim say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And now John listens and hears the four living creatures say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty. Again, you have the trihagion, which means the three times holy. And again, I want to remind you of what R.C. Sproul said. Quote, to mention something three times in succession is to elevate it to the superlative degree, to attach to it emphasis of super importance. Unquote. And what is being mentioned? God is holy, holy, holy. In fact, John says, day and night they do not cease to say, holy, holy, holy. Day and night, night and day. The four living creatures just repeat the same song over and over and over again. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. Just imagine that. The holiness of God is so profound and so true of the nature and character of God that the four living creatures right there before him in heaven cannot stop saying it. Holy, holy, holy. The four living creatures, full of eyes around and within, as the text says, see clearly that God is holy. So I say to you again today, here's what we know about God. God is holy. While we are in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, come over with me to the 15th chapter. I want to read Revelation 15 in verses 3 and 4. But let me tell you that here John is seeing and hearing a song that is sung to God. Listen to the words. This is Revelation 15 in verses 3 and 4. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Verse 4. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before you. For your righteous acts have been revealed. These are two verses that are packed with so much truth. But again, for today, let's zero in on this. For you alone are holy. The Apostle John hears it again. God is holy. The holiness of God is in the core, the very center of his being. God cannot be God without being holy. And all of these visions that we have read affirm this over and over. This is what Isaiah sees and hears. This is what John sees and hears. This is what we see and hear. We must all understand that the one true God is holy. His holiness cannot be questioned. And here's what else is true. Jesus Christ is holy. And of course, this cannot surprise us because we know that Jesus is God. Jesus is God in human flesh, as we have learned repeatedly from the Bible. And so Jesus is perfectly holy. And guess what? The demons know this. Yes, Satan and the demons absolutely know that Jesus is holy. Let's see this in the Gospel of Mark. And this true story is also recorded for us in Luke 4. But I'm now reading in Mark 1, verses 21 to 28. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, what business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. They were all amazed, so that they debated amongst themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Immediately the news about him spread everywhere into all the surrounding district of Galilee. That's the gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, in verses 21 to 28. Here, Jesus does what he has the full authority to do. He casts out a demon from the man in the synagogue. Jesus has total power and control over Satan and the demons. God is in charge, not Satan. But before the unclean spirit is taken out of the man, it talks back to Jesus, and look what the demon says. What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. The unclean spirit calls Jesus the Holy One of God. Jesus is the Holy One because Jesus is God and God is holy. This is who he is. So we have the testimony of Isaiah and of John, and now even of the demon, the unclean spirit. But let's also listen to the self-description of God. How does God describe himself? I do not have time today to delve into the details of context, although, as you can tell, I believe Scripture must always be read in context. So if you read the chapters and surrounding chapters to the following, then you will know into what setting God says this about himself. Isaiah again, this time chapter 43 and verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 7. My holy name I will make known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let my holy name be profaned anymore. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Ezekiel 39, 7. And again, God says this of himself. Hosea chapter 11 and verse 9 really stands out to me. Again, the Lord is speaking and he says, For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst. What a great verse to memorize. Print that, tape it to your mirror, to the steering wheel in your car, to make it the screensaver on your computer and phone. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst. Hosea 11 and verse 9. And in the book of Amos, near the end of the Old Testament, chapter 2 and verse 7, God says that his people, quote, profane my holy name. Notice holy name. That's Amos 2, verse 7. Over and over again, God tells us clearly that he is holy. And when you come back tomorrow, I'm going to define for you holy, as the Bible defines holy. And then we're going to go deeper and begin to wrestle with how God's holiness affects you and me. So please join me tomorrow for God is.